This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This campaign for the last year, Donald Trump has basically mocked everybody with personal attacks. The media has given these personal attacks an incredible amount of coverage. Let's start talking again about the issues that matter to this country. I'm ready to do that starting right here, right now, tonight.
I also happen to call him a lightweight. I would like to take that back. He's really not that much of a lightweight. He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee it.
I don't think the people of America are interested in a bunch of bickering school children. They're interested in solutions, not slogans. It's easy to say, make things better, make things great.
Throughout this campaign, I've talked about issues. I have never tried to go and get into these kind of scrums that we're seeing here on the stage, and people say everywhere I go, you seem to be the adult on the stage.
I beat Hillary Clinton in many polls.
If you're our nominee,
hold on, Senator, me, hold I on. Think I'm talking.
Hold on. Well, excuse
me. I beat Hillary Clinton in
many polls. Hold on.
I hope you can...
The audience cannot understand when you're talking over each other. Finish your point, Mr. Trump.
I would like it clear, though, since we're talking about polls, I beat Hillary Clinton by more than anybody, by 11 points. And the reason it happens...
In one poll.
You know, the reason is because, as the Democrats tell me all the time, I can get the crossover votes.
I understand the folks who are supporting Donald right now. You're angry. You're angry at Washington, and he uses angry rhetoric. But for 40 years, Donald has been part of the corruption in Washington that you're angry about. You're not going to stop the corruption and the cronyism by supporting someone who has used government power for private gain. Instead, we need a president who stands with the American people.
Highlights from last night. Boy, I'll tell you, everybody knew it was going to be a battle royal. You kind of hoped that it didn't, get into the mud, but it had to. I mean, the innuendo, the suggestion, the words and that sort of thing, unbecoming what you would expect from your commander-in-chief.
Yeah, across the board, really. I guess Kasich. I can't really throw Kasich in there.
It was really, I mean, it came down to Rubio and Trump, you know, just going at it. And, this, you know, it's just some of that stuff was, I winced. You're not saying this, you know, on national TV, you're having this kind of conversation. You know, I thought I was in the, you know... I'm sure probably
schoolyard.
Schoolyard. I was thinking the locker room. You know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Crazy stuff, you know.
Locker room and with your oldest buddies, right?
Yeah, and you know, and eventually it would break out into something, and you know, then it'd be over, and some reason would reign once again. But yeah, this is absolutely disgusting. And as Rubio started to say, you know, he says, look, as of tonight, I'm willing, this is what I'm committed to. And it just seemed to, you know, fire up Trump all the more. And then he responds back, and man, it went right into the gutter.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, I guess, of the people, Kasich came out looking better, came out of it looking okay. But I'm not exactly sure of the big three who won.
Yeah, I think that, again, all these different polls, everybody's got a poll to cite. In one poll, you won, and of course, Trump came out of there right away telling O'Reilly, well, I guess I won that debate, and, off of some instant poll or something that somebody suggested, and I'm going, wow, I'm not sure what debate he saw. I didn't see it that way, because I think what really came really clear is that he's got a lot of, you know, he's got a lot of better headlines, but little substance. And, boy, Chris Wallace really burned him when he brought up those, those slides to say, okay, hey, let's take a look at the proposals and what you've offered. And it didn't look good. But, you know, again, his people are going to support him no matter what. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. The conversation will continue. Jason Russell from the Washington Examiner is going to be coming up next. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Jason Russell, as I mentioned, is joining us. He's a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. We're going to talk about last night's debate, food fight, whatever you want to call it. Jason, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you for having me on. I'm doing well.
Hey, your article about the GOP debates falling to a new low, I got to agree with you. I mean, Scott and I were just talking about playing some of the highlight lowlights from last night, and, you know, I just couldn't help but wince. You know, several times they go, guys, don't go there. And they're going there, and it's almost like Fox, it kind of baited it a little bit. And that, you know, why are they all participating in this?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, we already knew that, you know, in my opinion, because of the presence of Donald Trump, that some of the rhetoric and you know, the insults in this election cycle have been pretty low. But, you know, it wasn't until about a week ago that Marco Rubio felt the need to go that low. And maybe he does need to go that low to you know, peel away Trump votes from Donald Trump, but just last night it went to a whole nother level when, you know, implications about certain body parts were involved, and you know, they were just railroading each other whenever someone tried to talk. You know, Trump would give his 30-second answer, and then Rubio would speak for 5 or 10 seconds, and Trump would be so mad about that that he would, you know, start talking over him, and eventually the moderator would give Trump another 30 seconds. So it was pretty clear that it was a new low. I don't think I was giving a hot take at all by saying it was a new low.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, after it was all said and done, I didn't see the actual breakdown, but I think the initial suggestion was that, you know, Trump got about a third of the speaking time, and this is with, you know, even Ben Carson away, and I kept hearing, you know, Ben Carson's voice in the distance past going, pick on me, you know.
Exactly. I track the numbers at every GOP debate, too. That's something else I do. And Donald Trump got more than a third of speaking time, actually. And It's not clear to me that the moderators were even trying to make this an equal speaking time event. You know, even as you started out with an early lead, and then I think after the first two commercial breaks, they immediately came from the break to give Trump more speaking time, even though they could have gone to someone else to take it off and give them more time. So,
exactly.
You know, definitely uneven.
Yeah, they really manipulated that, and clearly, I mean, it's an easy target, you know, to me, and a lack of creativity. Although I thought, you know, on the other side, I thought some of the questions were provocative. They were unique. They did their work. It was, you know, Chris Wallace. Again, I always appreciate his perspective at times and what he brings to the conversation and the questions that he asks and how he tried to, you know, pin Trump down. You know, about his policy proposals that, you know, here's slide number one and here's slide number two. And, you know, unfettered, you know, Trump's just holding on because he figures, OK, I just got to get by these next, you know, rough 10, 15 seconds and I'll be OK here, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the questions were pretty good. You know, I was a little disappointed that they didn't have more Michigan specific questions.
Yeah, exactly. That was a good point. Yeah, here you are, yeah. Big state, and you know, that's the big prize for this next round. And what was it, about an hour or so into it, hour plus, before they start talking about anything about Michigan?
Yeah, more than an hour, and I think they only got two or three questions in and didn't ask Trump anything specific about it.
Yeah, and to your point, you're exactly right. I mean, here it is. We've got you know, Detroit, a city in, you know, bankruptcy. We got water problems there. Some, you know, heady issues that were barely addressed.
Mm-hmm. And I was surprised that none of the candidates came out and said, you know, look at Detroit and Flint. These are cities that have had Democratic mayors for many, many years, decades. But, you know, still Democrats come out and try to claim that the problems in these cities are somehow the fault of Republicans, the Republican policies, which is, yeah, frankly just ridiculous.
Yeah, right. Well, and that's the thing, time and again, whether it's Baltimore, you know, Detroit, all these cities that are, you know, democratically governed for all intent and purposes, they've got a poor track record. You got to hand it to the Democrats. I mean, they still, you know, they're willing to stay in their area of hyperbole and just throw out these things to just confuse the people and, you know, with all this delusion and ignore the facts. You know, what are you going to believe? You going to believe the facts, or you going to believe what I'm telling you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And but, you know, going back to the debate, I thought it was very interesting that we were talking about how well the moderators were prepared. And you mentioned Chris Wallace and the slides with Donald Trump. I was so impressed because he knew exactly what Donald Trump's comeback was going to be when he pointed out the savings that Trump was proposing were not nearly enough to close the deficit, and knew exactly what slide to bring up right away to show that, you know, his cost savings on Medicare wouldn't be anywhere near enough either. And, you know, Megyn Kelly's impressive knowledge of the Trump U case and that fraud case that's ongoing was great. And I thought it was a fantastic background. And, you know, these are the way that we should be vetting all the candidates, but at the very least, the front runner for sure.
Exactly. Well, you know, compared to what we've done in previous years, I think we are doing a better job. I mean, I find it quite ironic that, you know, in court, we've got you know, the debate going on whether or not Ted Cruz is a citizen or not, but yet that conversation, you know, we couldn't even go there in the last two presidential cycles because it was going to be somewhat racially biased if we brought that up. But yet they can go after a Hispanic, and it's no harm, no foul.
Yeah, and I know at least, you know, at our paper, and I think other conservative papers are doing a good job of vetting Hillary Clinton and getting really deep into the background of, you know, all of her emails and everything that's going on there with her corruption scandals and the ongoing FBI investigation into her Department of State emails. So, it has been a lot better the way that these things have been vetted, and there's definitely more material to be vetted, too. You know, it's not clear that, you know, past races had this much, you know, dirty water in their hands.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, this is my most incredible win, and then you add Trump into the mix, and it gets pretty crazy. And you know, of course, we've been talking a lot with your colleague, you know, Sarah Westwood, and she's done a lot of work on Hillary's emails. And of course, Hillary says, "Hey, this FBI thing—it's just a review," you know. And of course, the FBI was going, "Wait, review? We look in the SOP here, the Standard Operating Procedure. There's no review word in our procedures manual." You know,
the amazing thing about the Clinton investigation is that it's being done by a Democratic administration. It's you know, clearly someone who otherwise would be very favorable to Hillary Clinton, but still, I mean, they seem pretty gung-ho about making sure that you know, the truth comes out about Hillary Clinton. And I think that's good that we have seen so many of these Clinton emails, and I think many of them more have been either destroyed or deleted or classified, but still, the amount of information that we've gotten so far is pretty impressive.
Well, what did you think about Mitt Romney chiming in, and then again, of course, you get Trump's, you know, just ugly, disgusting response and suggestion. Again, this is ridiculous. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, not many people are going to think that Mitt Romney's going to peel votes away, but at least in terms of yesterday's news cycle, it changed the tenor of what was going on, and it gave some negative news for Trump, and, you know, it gave Trump a distraction. He started attacking Mitt Romney instead of the other candidates, so definitely interesting.
Yeah, well, that's, I guess, one of the understatements of this political season. It continues to be interesting, that's for sure. Jason Russell has been with us. Jason, thank you so much. Jason is a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I have maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Faith leaders everywhere are filled with praise for the young Messiah. Dr. Ted Baer calls it an exhilarating family experience.
You seek your family from Nazareth with a boy named Jesus.
Focus on the Family calls it a remarkable movie.
Why did God choose me? What if I'm not strong enough?
And Hugh Hewitt raves, it's a spectacular movie that should not be missed.
He's just a child.
He is not just a child.
The Young Messiah, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 11th.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South are both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest. And I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore. I love the rocks and what is more with you. Let it never be a bore, because I love being here with you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. Coming at you at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. John Feinstein is going to be coming up in just a moment. We're going to be, he is the legendary sports writer. We're going to be talking about these epic rivalry games that have happened over the years. between coaches, Coach K and Dean Smith and Coach V. An exciting new book that he has written. But, hey, March Madness is in the air, Scott, and this is my favorite time of the year. You know, when it comes to sports and college sports, it's just so pure. And I grew up loving basketball, even though I came from a baseball family. You know, I just I love the game. If I'd been anywhere close to 6 foot, I think I would have died trying to get into the NBA.
I too came from a baseball family, and my grandfather was the only one that played basketball, and me and him shared a birthday, so I kind of gravitated to what Grandpa liked. So.
Exactly.
And I was over 6 foot, so I just wasn't good enough to ever make the NBA.
Yeah. Well, but it's always you have the ambitions. You know, I grew up watching, Bob Cousy and the Boston Celtics, and I just he was one of the guys I idolized. You know, because he was not the tallest, and he was a ball handler, and I was gifted in handling the ball as well. And then you watch these guys come up like, you know, Pistol Pete Maravich and take it to a whole other level, and it's just incredible. But March Madness is just there's just something pure about, you know, the month of March. Now we're not talking politics. Now we're getting away from that, but just about the college basketball tournament and the purity of competition and the sport in that.
And this year is particularly great. You've had it's kind of been an up and down year. There's no clear cut like team to beat. You've had I think all teams in the top six at the moment have all been ranked number one at some point in time during the season. And there's really for once it's going to be a tournament to where you really don't know. You don't have a really good idea of who the favorite is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always fun, especially come tournament time.
Well, it's going to be interesting when you fill out your brackets is to see who's going to, you know, who's going to be there. And you've got so many options, you know, like you say, because there's not necessarily a clear-cut, leader at this point, right?
Not at all. And, I mean, a team like number five Xavier, last week they were number one. So, yeah, again, all those teams, Kansas, Villanueva, Michigan State, Virginia, Xavier, and Oklahoma have all, at one point in time this season, been number one, I believe.
Mm. Well, it's going to be awesome. So another month, so get ready. Get all the chips and dips ready and get ready going. I guess, what have we got here? I mean, when does it actually start? Is it around mid-March here? Another week or so before the start?
I believe this weekend is championship weekend.
Right, right.
And
that's
then,
okay. All the divisional,
all the leagues go this weekend, and then I believe next week, maybe not next weekend or the weekend after, is when the tournament starts.
Right.
Because this weekend might be the start of the conference championship conference tournaments, and next weekend might be championship weekend, because I believe not this upcoming Sunday, but the following Sunday is when Selection Sunday is.
Wow. Well, it's going to be something we're going to look forward to. So I know John is in high demand. A lot of people are pulling at him. So his book called The Legends Club, The True Story of the Epic Rivalry Between Coach Dean Smith, Mike Krzyzewski, and Jim Valvano. And, of course, John is the New York Times best-selling author. So we're looking forward to that conversation with him. Are we able to get connected with him yet?
I've still been trying, have not gotten anything yet.
Okay, all right. Well, he's so rich, and he's written about this over the years, and you know he knows these guys, personally, and has the background in terms of understanding what this rivalry was all about between Coach K and Dean Smith and Jimmy V, and what a rich history there. I think the only thing he's missing is Coach Wooden,
Well, Coach K and Dean Smith, that was the, Duke versus North Carolina.
Right.
Every year, that was a touted matchup. Even to this day, to some extent, even though obviously Duke won last year. But, and North Carolina's had kind of a down slump a little bit. But, again, they're never bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a heated rivalry, and they're really games to where any team can win.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, I remember when I was for a season, I was living in Lexington across from UK, and the rich history there, I'll tell you, it's like professional basketball there. I mean, what tickets sold for? My partner, he had to pay for the season. I mean, I said, what the price you're paying? I mean, that's like for pros. And he just kind of looked at me and, you know, he said, well, that's just what it is. You know, if you want good tickets, and the tickets there at UK, you know, it's like they're all part of the inheritance. They're passed on from family to family. You know, kind of amazing, you know.
And to be fair, places like Kentucky, it is kind of like pro basketball. Last year, their starting five had all five win mm-hmm. the first round of the draft. So
yeah,
of the NBA draft.
Yeah.
So you are there. You actually are at University of Kentucky. You are watching professional basketball.
Exactly. And what do you make nowadays? I mean, these kids that go in and one and done. You know, I mean, it's a tough deal for, you know, some of these college teams to build a team that they can count on having their players, you know, for 2-3 years. Forget about even 4 years. That's almost out of the equation anymore. It's like, hey, if you get 2 years out of them, you probably feel more, you know, more fortunate. And you can't blame these kids because, like, okay, why should I stay in school? I've got a bazillion dollars over there, you know, calling to me.
The one and done doesn't bother me. The part that does bother me, though, is that guys that do stay for 4 years come NBA draft time are penalized.
Mm-hmm.
Because it becomes, why was that guy there for 4 years? And things like that are ridiculous to me because Tim Duncan stayed 4 years mm-hmm. at Wake Forest. So you can't say that him staying 4 years was a bad call for Tim Duncan. And so I don't think that they see it as, well, if he was good enough, he would have came out right away. And I don't think that's how they should be looking at it. I mean, if a kid wants to stay in college for 4 years, for me, that tells me, well, one, that's a kid that obviously loves basketball. Because if he was about the money, he would leave after the first year.
Exactly.
And so a kid that's playing that stays for 4 years, well, if I'm looking at him, I'm saying, well, that kid loves basketball. Two, when he makes a commitment, he sees it through.
Exactly.
And then the third thing is I got to assume that kid has a fairly good shoulder on his head, or head on his shoulders. And I would see it as being a positive and not a negative.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, from a standpoint that, but again, you know, that's the free market system. That's what happens. And the thing is that somebody who's had two additional years under his belt at that kind of level of college competition day in and day out, you know, it's going to be, what's he going to do in the pros? Is he going to be sitting on the bench more than anything else? Well, John Feinstein is with us right now, and we're going to have him for about a minute here before we go to break. Hey, John, we're bragging about your new book, The Legends Club. I appreciate you coming on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, Bill, my apologies to you. One of the problems with book tours is sometimes wires get crossed, and they had me booked for two interviews at the exact same time.
Well,
why you had trouble reaching me. But thank you very much for having me on, and I'll be thrilled to talk to you after your break.
Yes, John, it's just, again, congratulations on the book. We're looking forward to it. We got to reschedule if we can. And I understand getting pulled in different directions. And here we are getting ready for March Madness. And with March Madness, you talk about Dean Smith and Coach K and Coach V. It all has become emblematic and symbolic of the season, hasn't it?
Well, they were three of the greatest coaches of all time in entirely different ways, Bill. Dean and Mike are obviously on Mount Rushmore when it comes to coaching. And Jim has a unique niche because of not only what he did as a coach, but because he was so funny and what he did at the end of his life, starting the V Foundation. And I covered all three of them and knew all
exactly.
Three of them. That's what this book is about. And again, I apologize.
No worry, John. Thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebelez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna. Switch on. Press talk button. And you broadcast from room to room. And even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, this next guest that we have on is such an honor to have a former four-star general with us. He is back with us once again, General Michael V. Hayden. General Hayden, of course, served our country. There's just not the proper words that you can put into perspective and how he served our country. And to rise to the point to become a four-star general, that should tell you everything that that we need to honor him for. But he's the only person ever to helm both the CIA and NSA. And his book, Playing to the Edge, this new book, American Intelligence and the Age of Terror, offers an unapologetic insider's look to America's intelligence war. In this new book, for 10 years, Hayden participated in every major event in American national security, the fallout and consequences of which are still unfolding today. General, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Bill. Thanks so much for the chance to chat a bit.
Well, General, what I appreciate about your book is that you were there on the front lines, and this is something that has been a challenge for me with the mainstream press, because I believe they've abandoned their mandate and responsibility to the public, and that is to document history. And your book, Playing to the Edge, does what the mainstream media has failed to do and cannot seem to do right now, and that is to give us a perspective of fighting this age of terror, American intelligence in the age of terror. in understanding what has gone on in the last 10 years in our country.
No, and Bill, that's kind of the underlying theme of why I wrote the book. A lot of people talk about what American intelligence agencies do. And look, a lot of it's controversial. I admit that freely in the book. But what it is I wanted to do was to simply say, well, I get it. That's what it looks like to you. Now, let me tell you what it looked like from the inside. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what it looked like to us. And at the end of that, some people can still argue about stuff. But I wanted to show, I imagine I'm taking our countrymen and walking up to the vault door, punching in the cipher lock, opening the door, and to the degree allowed by law, introducing them to the people and the processes that exist every day behind that locked door. And after that, I'm willing to live with their judgment. I've got confidence in the American people.
Well, and I think that's the problem, is that when we're not dealing with hard empirical evidence, then we're in the realm of, just perception. And in the absence of fact, then perception rules, and we're all over the place, as opposed to really having a proper debate about these issues, aren't we, General?
No, exactly right. And one of the things I actually mentioned in the book, Bill, is that when journalism is at its worst, and I have a lot of complaints about journalism in this particular subject, it rushes the story to what I call the darkest corner of the room almost automatically. And it's very hard for the intelligence community, because of the requirements for secrecy, to actually unwind that story in the public image. And so, again, here I am trying to – well, actually, I also say in the book, let me go out and explain some stuff when somebody's not accusing me of something. Mm. That's what the purpose of the book is. Here, let me show you. I was actually in Chicago the other day, and someone asked me a question about a controversial program. And I said, look, before you get judgmental, let me tell you that these people share your values. They're just like you. They just have to apply those common values in circumstances and situations you have never been forced to face.
Exactly.
That's what the book's about.
Well, we know in the last couple of decades, I mean, we can rewind back to 93 and with America under attack, and it seemed, that we were going to start to hear more and more about terror and our response. Then comes 9/11, and now we're really dealing with this issue. What is it that we need to know, General, from an insider's perspective? What is it that we need to know or rewind in our own mind here so that we can get our brains around what security needs to do for us, and what's legal and what's not, and what still needs to be debated?
So the first thing I would mention to you, Bill, and again, it's kind of fabric of the book, is that as tough as these questions are, this is not an argument between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. Mm. What we're trying to do here is to balance two things we all agree are virtues. One is our liberty, the other is our security. One is our privacy, the other is our safety. And we've had this argument since the foundation of the Republic. So it disturbs me when some people begin, on both sides, frankly, begin moral clucking against the other side. This just needs an adult conversation.
Well, and that's part of the attitude in America today that I just want to grab people and stop and say, stop doing it. We talk about it in terms of invalidating the voice of people. This is not America. If you invalidate people's voices and say and kick them out of the debate, you're going to lose something in the process. I mean, that's why we got Obamacare. And we have a plan, or an idea, a concept that I thought was a value for the nation. But unfortunately, too many voices were quieted and invalidated, and we lost value. In the same thing here, the dynamic tension, as you say, between the two virtues here, we have to be sensitive and respectful of those positive pulls in order to have this debate in such a way to where we can advance the cause and have it be win-win for all concerned.
Exactly. And, Bill, the special challenge here is that the antidote to what you just described is usually more information, a common database. And here in espionage, that's challenging. And so one of the conclusions of the book is, even though it might cost us some occasional operational effectiveness, my old guys are probably just going to have to be a bit more open about what they do. Otherwise, we won't get to that adult conversation you just described. And then fundamentally, we may make a really big mistake, a really big mistake, Bill, which is fundamentally the intel services aren't allowed to do what it is they need to do.
Yeah, then you get a knee-jerk response that throws the baby out with the bathwater, as they would say.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what happens then, Bill, when we're not doing what we could do, and then something really bad happens, we overreact.
Then we overreact again. Exactly. And that's what happened in 9/11, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was in government. I thought we reacted fine, but a lot of good people thought maybe we overreacted. And Bill, but you bring up a great question. Even for me, all right, at what point does a political leader say, you know, that was a good idea. It kept us safe, but we don't need it anymore, and we ought to step back. Now, there's a decision, Bill, that requires courage.
Exactly, and that's the tough thing about the bureaucracy. Even Ronald Reagan said it. You know, we're good about creating stuff. We're not real good about unwinding stuff and saying, hey, okay, the job is completed. I mean, once they start taking, you know, you go to these toll booths, and once they start collecting tolls, I think ever there one time in my entire life, and this was in Kentucky, that there was this toll station, and, you know, you had to pay a dime every time you went through this one toll in Lexington. And all of a sudden, the toll booth was gone, and I said, well, what happened? My buddy says, well, they finally paid for the road. What, they paid for the road, and they shut it down? I couldn't believe it. I go, wow. I mean, they need to take a picture and say, this is how it should work, you know?
Right. Well, let me put it in my context. When, if ever, are we going to be allowed to keep our shoes on at the airport?
Yes. Exactly. You know, we've come such a long way. General, one final comment. I want you to get your perspective here real quick in this last about 40 seconds that we have left.
Yeah.
On the Apple, the Apple controversy. Where are you on that?
Yeah, I trend Apple, and I trend Apple on security grounds, not privacy grounds. I actually think the government has the right to ask this. I'm just not sure it's a very good idea to weaken encryption for all Americans, even if it leads to some good stuff on this one particular phone.
Exactly. Well, General Michael Hayden, the only person ever to helm both CIA and NSA, and it is his new book, Playing to the Edge, American Intelligence in the Age of Terror, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. For 10 years, the general participated in every major event in American national security, the fallout consequences of which are still unfolding today. A fascinating read. A great historic look at what is going on in terms of security.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10 Tuna Chew weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10 Tuna Chew could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Faith leaders everywhere are filled with praise for the young Messiah. Dr. Ted Baer calls it an exhilarating family experience.
You seek your family from Nazareth with a boy named Jesus.
Focus on the Family calls it a remarkable movie.
Why did God choose me? What if I'm not strong enough?
And Hugh Hewitt Raves is a spectacular movie that should not be missed.
He's just a child.
He is not just a child.
The Young Messiah. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 11th.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bill Martinez Live.
You're gonna say when you meet your grandmother.
Buenos dias, abuela.
Very good, very good.
What are you going to say, mommy?
Oh, bonus dies, Maybe.
Bonus dies, Maybe. Buenos dias, madre.
I don't think that's very nice, making fun of my Spanish.
Well, you've been making fun of my English for 15 years.
That's different. Spanish is a foreign language.
Well, English is a foreign language to me.
Well, the way you speak it, it is to me, too.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online on your smartphone, over 270 markets across the country, all kinds of ways to join in and join the team and jump in and have some fun with us. And speaking of fun, the queen of fun herself is with us, living life with Lauren Kitchen Stewart with us right now. You know, Southern speak, I guess, can be one of those interpretive languages as well, right, Lauren?
Que hora es? Hi, hey, y'all. Yeah, it can be.
Well, you know, this, and you're right. You know, when I knew you in Los Angeles, I mean, you had a little bit of the accent, and I've been away from you for a while, and you know, we got a chance to hang together, families together last weekend, and it was just precious. And Channing, oh my goodness, you know, your daughter is just way so precious.
She wants to go home with you and Mona. She's like, I want to go home with Uncle Bill and Aunt Mona because Aunt Mona does my hair well, and Uncle Bill actually visits with me and talks to me. So if you ever want any kid company and you're missing your grandkids, we'll send her on down.
Hey, just go
wherever you are.
She's always welcome and the whole deal. But and we can only take three dogs at a time, by the way, okay? So you got to tell Robin, three's our limit on the dogs.
Yeah, we're going to let that cat out of the bag, no pun intended. Yeah, we have a lot of dogs. I tell people, I said, when you come visit me, just make sure you pack a lint roller and you'll be good.
That's right. Or just not let it be an issue. I mean, for us, it was a time to relax after, you know, a week in Nashville. I mean, we had gotten bombarded with all the sickness that's going around. I mean, this is bizarre right now. And it was just, you know, I thought maybe it was just relegated to Nashville, but everywhere I've gone, I mean, this bug is just, you know, attacking our country right now.
And it hangs on. I'm better today, thankfully, but I'm still a little bit icky, and my dad has had it for like a week. You had it, and my child had it. Yeah, it has been really rough, and, it's like hard because we don't want to get out and expose people, but then you're like, I've got to get things done, And so, you know, you're kind of caught between just staying in. And I think most people would say, stay in.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, keep it away.
A lot of antibacterial gel, that's about all you can do. And try to shake elbows and not hands. I mean, what would you recommend?
Well, you know, interesting last night, because in watching the debate, Marco Rubio clearly was sick. And when afterwards everybody was shaking hands, excuse me, he was fist bumping and elbowing and doing that sort of thing, as opposed to, you know, grabbing any hands. And I know when O'Reilly was interviewing Rubio, you could just sense from the body language O'Reilly was going to stay as far away from Rubio as possible. You know?
Yeah, he's like, I don't want none of that. Not with all we've got going. And you wonder about those news commentators when they're just so sick, because rarely ever do they miss. And I'm like, I want whatever y'all are taking, because they are just always well, rarely ever gone. And you don't see them much with a scratchy throat. You just don't see that happen. So I think they're on to some little tonic, you know, like that keeps your throat real relaxed and warm, because I've noticed that about them. That they
Hot toddies and makeup, Lauren.
Hot toddy and makeup, and then you're an Energizer bunny ready to go.
That's right. I guess, you know, well, Megyn Kelly last time in the last debate, she was deathly ill. And they held her together. I don't know how they propped her up, you know, what was going on there. But she was an absolute mess. But didn't look too bad last night. She conducted herself well and stayed out of the fray of one Donald Trump, which was already set up, you know, with the preamble of Mitt Romney and the statements going back and forth. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, is this a preview of things to come? And, I mean, it was terrible, the back and forth between Mitt Romney and Trump. And then Fox, you know, did a, you know, they even elaborated on it. And I said, guys, this is a train wreck. You know, leave it alone.
Mm-hmm. But it's entertainment, and we're all watching.
Yeah.
It is something that we want to watch. We don't want to miss it. So it's working, I think, for the average American person. And, yeah, I was pretty horrified, because I just didn't feel like it made a difference with Mitt Romney. And it made him, I feel like, look bad, because they kept showing the split screen with what he said 4 years ago, how he loved him and he was so thankful for him and in awe of him, and completely contradicting what he was saying yesterday. And so it just, you know, make people go, okay, what, in 4 years you're going to change your opinion that much about someone? And I think people are going, is this the establishment just scraping and clawing to try to make sure that they keep him, you know, out of being the front runner? I think all of us are kind of scratching our heads. But last night, the debate, I got frustrated with it, because even though Cruz and Rubio kept saying, we don't need to do this, we don't need to be attacking each other, they kept attacking, because they feel like the only way they can possibly, I guess, stay ahead is to be who Donald Trump is, and I don't think that's the case. And then you got Kasich then going, you know, they're saying I'm the most mature one, I'm the only adult on the stage. And you're kind of like, well, maybe.
Yeah.
So I think for all of us, we're torn, because after he came out, was it last week, and gave a press conference, and he was very presidential, Donald Trump was. But then last night, they're back in the gutter again, and they're saying things that were so inappropriate, and I think that we're all like, we're so past that. Just talk about the issues. So I've heard so many different things about the debate. I don't know what you thought. I've had people say, you know, Cruz won, Rubio was right behind him, Trump lost. I've had other people say Trump did great, I thought he was wonderful. So it depends on the person that you're talking to. And then I'm in the middle going, how do I really feel? You
exactly.
know, I don't want to be influenced by what other people are saying, but I'm also paying attention to what they're saying. And more than anything, I think I'm frustrated and aggravated and wanting us to be past this point.
No, I agree with what you're saying. I think the point that I observed here, Lauren, was that for some reason I felt like a Howard Stern consciousness came into that debate, you know, with the language and that kind of deal. And I know that Donald Trump respects Howard Stern. And, you know, and I know that there are people in America that relate to that, you know, that kind of language and perspective and kind of a purient interest, a very base interest, just to see how foul we can be. I've always had a problem with that. At times I remember being in Los Angeles, and when Howard Stern came to Los Angeles, I go, yeah, I never listened to the show, frankly. But I said, look, I'm in the business. I probably should need to be aware of what's going on and why, you know, what is the draw. And I'd listen for about 5 minutes, and I had to turn it off. I can't. Yeah. I can't handle it. Mm-hmm. And just like last night, you know, with the inference, you know, going back on the Romney deal of what, you know, Trump. I mean, when Trump gets attacked, he goes to the lowest common denominator and starts acting like, you know, this really roughshod New Yorker. You know, I told him if he got on my knee, he could get on his knees. And the way in which he said it, you know, we knew what the inference was. In the same way, when Marco Rubio brought up his hands, that his hands had reference to the size of his personal parts. And then it carries on, you know, in TV, and then you're sitting there with your kids in the room going, oh my goodness, how do I explain to you what these idiots are talking to? And these are, I mean, come on, is this the best that America can do and present to the voting public or people that want to be this crass? I mean, I gotta tell you, I was embarrassed going back to the Nixon tapes when you heard of the President of the United States using language the way he used when the Watergate tapes were exposed. How embarrassing. I was so embarrassed for a man who was the President of the United States, who had a rich history of diplomacy, that he would be now remembered in the context of the language that he used. I'm sorry. Language to me is meaningful. Words are meaningful. It does disturb me. And I think we have every right to expect and demand a higher calling and a higher level of behavior from the President of the United States.
Well, you're talking about integrity, and the way you measure someone's character is what do they do and say when they're pressed. Mm-hmm. You know, when things are easy for us, hopefully we are going to be upstanding, but when you're really pressed to the wire, what comes out?
Right.
And that's been foretelling for us, and I was really hopeful that Donald Trump would respond to Mitt Romney and just kind of take the high road. That was my anticipation. And when he got in the gutter, I was so naive. I was like, okay, he didn't mean that. Did he just mean begging? You know, like I really, in mm-hmm. my mind, was thinking, no, that he didn't surely mean that. And then later, I was like, I think he did mean that. And last night, I mean, with the hands and going back and forth and talking over each other endlessly, the whole entire time, the three of them. I think a lot of people, like my husband, is very much into all this, and he cares about our country. He just is like, I'm going to bed.
Mm. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I understood. I mean, because you get worn out, you know, watching this, and you get frustrated because you go, this is not advancing the cause. I mean, in my opinion, last night, I thought Ted Cruz won the debate overall.
Mm-hmm.
John Kasich, though, he will complain that, you know, saying he's the only adult in the room. Well, you got to be an effective adult. You know,
right.
that's fine and well, but you still got to be effective at what you're doing. The other two juveniles, I think they disqualified themselves. So I don't know how Trump, you know, but everybody has their perspective. But I thought, in terms of context and what was communicated, I felt that Ted Cruz won.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the states upcoming. You know, in Florida, it'll be interesting to see, and that's going to be a telltale sign for all of them.
Well, it's really up to we the people. I mean, we should expect more, demand more, but hey, you know, it's going to be up to us if we really want that true change that we're expecting. Here she is, Living Life with Lauren. Lauren, thank you. Say goodnight, Lucy.
Goodnight, Lucy. Have a great weekend, everybody.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.